This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Network. Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt, our regular advocateur. Is that a word, advocateur? What am I thinking of?
Yeah, you're making it up on the fly, but that sounds good to me.
It works. We're here each week with you on the Common Sense Network. Just try to bring you some news, have some fun. And Leo, how's you? You had a good week this week?
Had a great week. Great week. Got to reunite with a lot of my media friends who are not liberal. Well, some are. But you know, we had a great time trying to catch up on how the media itself has changed and evolving even as we speak.
Well, it's an interesting topic. I think you're up for a funeral of a mutual friend of ours up in Monroe, Louisiana. That's a Grambling University. A lot of you people have heard of Grambling University right by Monroe, but northeast Louisiana. And, Leo, I guess that was a topic, and that's something I wanted to kind of get into. Before we start, though, I just want to acknowledge a couple of things. Gosh, we're picking up new listeners constantly. WFR Network, a whole radio network, has come back on. They're based out of Glendale, Arizona. Jared Day heads that up out there. They've joined the Common Sense Network, so we've got a lot of new listeners, Leo, in Arizona and out in the western part of the state.
Cool.
Just last week we were talking about all this going on in Methven, Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts. We've got a lot of new listeners up in that part of the country. WCCM 11:10 a.m. And that's northeastern part of it. So from Massachusetts all the way out to Arizona, we're rocking and rolling here on the Common Sense Network. So.
Well, I know they love us in Fairbanks, Alaska, too, don't they?
I usually check the weather in Fairbanks.
Cold, just yeah. Cold, freezing cold.
Real, like in Vietnam, Robin Williams, it's hot. It's really, really hot. Well, it's up in Fairbanks. It's cold. And I guess, you know, we got a pretty good number of listeners in Fairbanks, and I wondered why. Then I got thinking, well, there's not much else to do up there in Fairbanks, you know, when it's 22 below zero in the middle of the day.
Yeah. But, but I got to take my parents up there about 10 years ago. They were stationed up there in the early 50s. In fact, he was one of the first people on the distant early warning line, the dew line. It was we were watching the Russians, making sure they weren't going to lob a missile across the ice cap.
I guess then that settled down, and Sarah Palin could see Russia from her house.
Well, she's in Anchorage.
Well, beautiful state, winter or summer, and we're glad to have all those listeners up there in Fairbanks. But let's go back to that media topic we were talking about. Donald Trump and the Trump supporters and those around him keep talking about the mainstream media, how liberal they are, and from a political point of view, it's been interesting. It's fairly astute, whether you agree with Trump or not. He's kind of ignoring the Democrats and saying there is the Trump Party, not the Republican Party. It's the Trump Party, because Donald Trump is certainly not what you consider a traditional Republican. He's got a number of liberal views. He's got the Trump Party versus the press. The loyal opposition is the press. And he keeps talking about this mainstream media being so liberal and opposing him in every neck of the way. And what's the sense of folks you talk to, Leo? I mean, I was looking today. The largest newspaper in this country is the Wall Street Journal. By far, 2.5 million people. New York Times is second at about 1.6 million, I think. You've got the largest listen radio talk show host, or conservative Rush Limbaugh, big Trump supporter. You've got Sean Hannity, big Trump supporter. You've got Fox News, one of the major networks in this country, more conservative. So who's the loyal opposition? All the folks you talked to last week, I know you talked to a fellow from CNN and a cross-section of folks, but why is Trump just calculatingly playing this mainstream media and kind of inferring they're very liberal? or is it just a foil for him to beat up on? What's the consensus of your folks?
Well, Trump is mirroring Central America. I don't mean the country Central America, but the center part of the United States. He's mirroring the homeland, which stretches from, you know, roughly the eastern seaboard all the way into toward the western states, and of course the liberal states being New York and California, both of whom have their own problems. California's got a $30 billion deficit right now, and they're jokingly or half-jokingly threatening to secede from the union. Well, they couldn't make it as a nation because they're already in a deficit position. But and they also happen to have the highest level of illegal immigration. So what's happened is that the people in the middle part of the country who are conservative to ultra-conservative are behind Trump all the way. And they're saying, yes, we're tired of being preached to by the liberal press out of New York, which is where all the networks are pretty much stationed, except for CNN in Atlanta. And so the consensus is that, yes, it is Trump versus the media, but that is, you got to keep everything in perspective. Historically, most presidents have been against the media on some issues, or if not all issues. Famously, we remember how Richard Nixon, you know, would say, "I'm not a crook," and he felt like that he was being persecuted by the Washington Post. It turned out in the end that the Washington Post, at least, was right about his involvement in the Watergate break-in, and which brought down his presidency. Now, there's been some presidents who have done probably worse and got off with it. But at the end of the day, the best and easiest and closest thing that presidents can beat up on is the media.
Well, Trump's been very successful in doing so, and we've heard about these alternative facts, and you lay out some facts, and his people say, well, that's not really the facts, it's a different scenario. I guess the confusion plays into him drawing the line in the dirt and being very, very effective. And I think that's going to work for a good bit of time. I guess my concerns is that he has the foundation, as you said, from middle America, blue-collar America. They say, we don't care. The facts are being distorted by the mainline press. They're okay until it comes to crunch time when they're looking for results. Now, Trump has done what he said he was going to do in terms of...
Pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he signed all these executive orders. But the bottom line is that blue-collar worker in a small town in Ohio wants his job back. And Trump has said he's going to put up trade barriers, and he's going to tax corporations that try to leave this country.
Tariffs, yep.
And as a consequence, we're going to bring those jobs back. The problem he's got, Leo, is that a lot of those jobs, if they weren't going to China, would not be there because of mechanization.
Automation,
because,
yep.
Yeah, robots are doing so many of these jobs. Mm-hmm. Computers are doing these jobs. That you just don't need that many people anymore. And so the high-paying jobs, I've got something we're going to talk about later on the show, are all based on math and science and your ability to deal with the whole tech world. Even if you're a blue-collar worker, you can't run a... I mean, you go to a steel mill today. I worked in the steel mill when I was a kid as a summer job in Shreveport, Louisiana, and everything was man-operated. Today, it's all mechanically operated. There's hardly any personnel in the steel mill at all. And so what's going to happen a year from now when those folks see that the health care situation stayed about the same, which I think it is, where there are no really numbers of jobs coming back to those folks who qualify for, when kind of things stay the same? And if that Trump allows that to happen, will a lot of those Trumpites then start turn on him, and will his situation become a lot worse? That's the question.
Well, the thing is he has the big stick now because through Twitter, which I think he overreacts to, but he has 22 million followers. You realize that that is more than the viewership of CBS, NBC, ABC, and CNN combined?
Combined, right. Unbelievable. Leo, we got to take a pause. Interesting topic. We got some fun things to talk about, too. Leo Honeycutt's here with me. His website is leohoneycutt.net. You can go to our website, which is radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll come back and have some fun. Enjoy the weekend. Getting ready for the Super Bowl. We'll talk about it, and we'll visit some more with you right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You will be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. We're sure glad you're with us on Super Bowl weekend. getting close to the wind down, a number of hours before we had the kickoff with the New England Patriots. Tom Brady trying to get revenge against the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan, their quarterback, has had an awesome year. So it ought to be a heck of a game. Leo, you got a dog in the hunt. Who are you for in the Super Bowl today?
The Saints.
Well, let's take that a step further. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So if you play that role, the biggest enemy of the Saints is the Atlanta Falcons. They're the nemesis. So you'd think that a Saints fan would probably be pulling for the New England Patriots, but you don't feel that way, do you?
No, I really don't. I mean, I'm never really ascribed to that. That's the reason why I really can't be categorized as Democrat or Republican, because that's become so polarized now. It's opened the door, if you'll notice. It's opened the door for a whole new. There's a big push here in the Gulf South for the Independent Party. So what I'm saying is that the Falcons are the Patriots. To me, I really don't care which one wins, but I guess because I have had some association with the Falcons in the past, I would prefer that they win. And I think Brady's already won enough, honestly.
Several comments. I saw that a story on one of the networks here over the weekend where if you go up to Boston, they are just so eager to win this thing so that Roger Goodell, the president of the NFL, the top guy, has got to present the trophy to Tom Brady, who he marginalized by fining him, keeping him off over the whole Inflategate situation.
Yeah,
remember that?
Deflategate, yeah.
The footballs were deflated, so it'd be easier for Brady to throw. So it was alleged. Brady denied it. And so there's a lot of bitterness between the Patriots and Goodell, and so there's some that would like to see that happen. On the other hand, Brady's a pretty class guy. He would just smile and take the trophy, and he's not going to have any confrontation on with 100 million people watching or anything like that. But
I predict that whoever's ahead at the end of the first quarter is going to win the game.
Is that your projection? All right, well, mark it down.
Mark it down.
I'll tell you a funny story. I've got a great son-in-law. A lot of you listeners might see him on MSNBC, on Fox News, Dan Senor. Dan was in the White House. President Bush sent him to Iraq, and now he's been a commentator on foreign affairs for a number of the networks and lives up in New York with my oldest daughter, Campbell. Well, Dan coaches the Little League football team, the little kids that are 6, 7, and 8, 9, and he's the coach. He's got my two grandsons he coaches. They're both fine little tag football players. Now, with all due respect to my son-in-law, he's kind of a geek, Leo. He's not much of an athlete at all, but he just volunteered to do it, to be there with his kids, and he was the only dad around, so he's playing. Well, on the team is Tom Brady's son. Tom Brady has a son from his the mother of his son, his first wife, and they live in New York. So Brady's the young Brady boy is on the team, and Dan is out there trying to coach and teach him how to be quarterbacks. Looks over on the sideline. There's Tom Brady standing there watching him, you know, watching his kid.
A little pressure there.
You talk about pressure and intimidation.
Man, too bad he can't pull him in and say, "Hey, you coach this."
I'm like you about the Super Bowl. I don't really have a favorite, but I think it's good for the country to rally around special events. You know, I asked my wife yesterday, "What do we do for the Super Bowl?" "Oh, we're just going to watch it." Well, today we got the whole neighborhood coming over, so you know, it's a time to get together with friends and have some fun and do some cooking. Probably not all that good at cooking. But tastes good, may not be all that well for you, but it's kind of like it's almost like a holiday weekend, and that's good for America. We're going through so much. There's so much cantankerous politics going on, problems in the world. It's nice for us every few months to have special events to rally around and make us feel a little better. And I think we just relax and enjoy the Super Bowl weekend. So I guess there's a plus in that, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it is almost a totally American thing, too. A funny thing I've noticed is that the Super Bowl, if I remember right, way back after it used to be around New Year's, then they pushed it to the first week in January, then they pushed it to mid-January, then they pushed it to late January. Now here we are, the first week in February to have the Super Bowl.
Getting close. You know, they start in with mini camps in May. So we're talking about three more months before the mini camps start
right.
For pro football for the fall season. And, of course, baseball is the same way. Baseball's been going on now for spring training, starting just about now, and will finish up in October. So the sports season just go on and on and on. And it's pushed by ratings and media and TV contracts.
And money.
That's right. Money, money, money. And we talked about that off the air before about sports, college sports getting to be so big and with so much money involved. We've got the guy that runs the weight room, the athletic weight guy at LSU, which is always one of the top 5 or 6 football powers in the country, he's going to make $500,000 a year. Well, the weight coach, the guy that teaches the kids to lift the weight. Now, and I'm sure he deals with nutrition, and it's a full-time deal. And I don't know who the fella is. Never met him. And that's not
well, you'll unique. Get a call from him today.
And that's not unique to LSU. I'm sure at Michigan State and UCLA.
You bet.
And all these, you know, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they got these great weight rooms. But paying $500,000.
That's heavy.
And that's one of the minor jobs, you know. The assistant coaches all make $1.5 million, and it's just unbelievable for a kid on the field. That's a big debate right now. Everybody makes money off of it. The university makes
except
money.
The player.
The players.
Except the people who actually execute the plan.
All those kids are out there kind of like we're the Romans, and they're the gladiators out there. They entertain us, and we don't pay them a thing. And I had the great fortune of having a scholarship at the University of North Carolina. And back in the 60s, the rules were a little looser. They would give you amounts of money for your scholarship. For example, I had laundry money. I think it was $167 a month for laundry. Well, that was a lot of money.
That's a lot of laundry back then.
A lot of laundry. And, you know, I'd go down and put a quarter in the washateria once a month and wash my clothes, you know, because that laundry money kind of helped me put a little gas in my car, take my girlfriend to the movies, you know, a few things like that. And they gave you so much to live off on for food, and you had a little left in there you could make. These kids today can't do that. They restricted so much of that kind of thing.
Mm.
And so you've got these athletes just trying to get by, don't get a thing for it, and the NCAA is taking a firm line. They are amateurs, and I think you made the comment, we were talking about this before, well, they're all hoping for that golden ring to get that big NFL contract and make a gazillion dollars.
Right.
And that's true, but how many kids actually?
Not many.
Right.
I mean, the percentage is very small.
No doubt about it. Hey, Jim Brown with Leo Honeycutt. Leo's website, leohoneycutt.net. You can find our show website at radiocommonsense.com.
And by the way, this month we're going to give away a book a week for people who register on the website, leohoneycutt.net.
Okay, well, that's a good reason. Go to leohoneycutt.net, register. Leo is a prolific and a best-selling author. Some of the nation's bestsellers you'll find there on Leo's website. Great political stories, novels. And so, again, that's leohoneycutt.net. Go ahead and check that on out.
Yep.
We're
going to
go back with our first guest for the show, talk about the criminal justice system, how messed up it is, and we'll be right here right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Has stirred up quite a controversy in terms of his order to pick seven countries and say they cannot come into the U.S. Anybody there cannot immigrate in. Temporarily. It's not a permanent ban. It's temporary. And so, any event, it's something. Hey, Nathan, were you hollering at us, Nathan? Did you get our guest? Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Good. So before we get into that ban, we're going to go a little different direction here right now. We're joined right now by our first guest for the day that we have right here in the program. Paul Roberts is joining us. He's a prolific author, and I've got several controversial subjects that we want to talk to him about. And, Leo, we've got Paul coming in right now. Paul is a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he's been reporting some interesting subjects he's gotten into about prosecutorial misconduct, some of the things involving the Trump administration. Hey, Paul, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Okay. Pleased to be with you.
Let me ask you right off the bat, though, something we were talking about earlier. Trump has very effectively talked about the liberal mainstream media, and yet I made the comment earlier that the Wall Street Journal, that you used to be associate editor for, is I think the largest paper in America, and you talk about Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, and is there a mainstream media that is worth beating up on? I guess it's good politics, isn't it? But I have a hard time defining this mainstream liberal media that dominates all the news in this country.
Well, the print and TV media, I think, is what he's referring to, and I think that would include my old newspaper, at least the editorial pages. They are neoconservative. They support war and the police state. And Fox News is, of course, a huge supporter of all the wars. It broke ranks with the rest of the print and TV media by supporting Trump. But I think Fox News was unique in that. I'm not quite sure why they did that. But if you want to know the truth, the United States doesn't have a media. It has a Ministry of Propaganda that essentially functions as a mouthpiece for the ruling oligarchy. And well, so most everything they tell you is fake news. And it's had
Paul, who are you referring to when you say they? Now you're talking about
talking about the entirety of the American print and TV media. The entire media.
Is that
other
done
than
for ratings?
Internet and some of the radio programs. I would include in this the NPR, National Public Radio. And they are basically a mouthpiece for the ruling interest groups, the ruling oligarchs, for the military security complex, Wall Street, the big banks, the Israel lobby, the agribusiness, the extractive industries. This is where advertising comes from. It's where the political campaigns to the politicians come from. And ever since the media was concentrated in the hands of six giant firms during Clinton's last years, it hasn't had any independence. 90% of the media was allowed to be concentrated into six hands. So the independence of the media and diversity of it simply disappeared. I don't think it's ever been very good. It always has to take the side of government in wars and other kinds of situations.
Well, Paul, let me ask you this if I can. I understand the vested interests that come from a number of businesses. If you're philosophically a neocon and you're in the defense industry, obviously you want to produce more and more weapons and get much more involved. I can see the motivation. Why do these six media conglomerates support this effort, though, whether it be agribusiness, whether it be the defense industry? Why are they so supportive and not raising more red flags, do you think? What do they get from it? Is it advertising revenue? Do they get bought off? What is the motivation for the press to be so subservient to these interests?
Well, it's that's the fact that they don't have any independence. You know, we used to have thousands of separate media organizations, you know, city newspapers, the ABC, NBC, CBS. These were separate independent networks, CNN. And what has happened is they all were collected up in chains, and then the collection of chains were collected up in six hands so that these so-called media operations are no longer run by journalists. They're run by former government officials, by corporate advertising executives, and they serve the interest of the ruling oligarchs just like the government in Washington does, because that's where the campaign contributions come from. And so you have kind of a unified voice, and for what, the past 24 years, it's supported wars on the basis of lies. We've attacked militarily about 10 countries, destroyed millions of people, several entire countries, all on the basis of lies supported by the media, because this it created more power. power and revenues for the military security complex. Wall Street and the banks like this because the more powerful the United States is, the more they can exercise financial imperialism on the rest of the world. And so it just sort of feeds, of course, the energy companies. They like being able to control oil flows in the world, in the Middle East, in Venezuela, Mexico. And so you see how it works. It just suits the interest. It doesn't offend any interest.
Well, Paul, let me ask you this, if I can. Where does the Trump administration fit into all this? Is that in Trump's interest to have this system going, or is it a pretty interesting ploy for him to kind of make it us versus them and play on him versus the mainstream media? Where does his administration fit into the whole media control element?
Well, that's what we're in the process of learning. But clearly, the ruling establishment sees Trump as a threat. Clearly, they regard him as a threat. That is why the media tries to destroy him. That's why they tried to prevent him being the Republican nominee. They tried to prevent him from being president. They tried to prevent the Electoral College from doing their duty and selecting him. And they're on him constantly. They're on him now, day in, day out. So clearly, the ruling oligarchy sees Trump as a threat. Why is he a threat? Well, for two reasons, two main reasons. One is, he says he doesn't see the point of conflict with Russia. Well, this really upsets the military security complex because they need a Russian threat to justify a military security budget running at an annual rate of $1,000 billion.
Paul, I got to interrupt you.
You need a major enemy, and they've been really.
Paul, let me. Paul, hold that thought, if you will, Paul. We've got to take a break. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts. It's paulcraigroberts.com. He is a very innovative writer who wrote some very interesting articles. We're going to come back and talk some more with Paul. This is Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com or leohoneycutt.net. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back. I didn't get out of time.
Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
With Paul Craig Roberts. He's a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he's written some really interesting articles about the state of America today. You can see all of his works at paulcraigroberts.com. Paul, if I could ask you this, one thing that I sparked... Yes?
It's .org.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, paulcraigroberts.org, and we'll put that up on our website.
Somebody else stole the .com from me, and they use it for nefarious reasons, so we can't get it away.
There's a plot. We'll put the .org on our website. It'll be up there on our website for people to read. Paul, you wrote an interesting article a few weeks ago about the justice system in the United States, and we want to put the bad guys away. We want a safe country, safe cities. But the fact remains that there is a significant amount of prosecutorial misconduct that goes on in our system. Comment on that, if you will, in terms of what you've seen. And you've written a fascinating book about the whole problem called The Tyranny of Good Intentions. I've read your book. How bad is prosecutorial misconduct in this country today?
Oh, it's terrible. In fact, it's about all there is. This transformation happened over several decades, and what has happened, Jim, is that what drives the criminal justice system is no longer justice, it's conviction, because conviction rates are the signs of success for prosecutors, police, and for judges. It used to be people in the prosecutorial service were imbued with the notion that they were there to serve justice. But this has all changed. The book explains some of the reasons it broke down. A lot of it was that prosecutors were under pressure at different points in our history to get different demonized groups, the mafia, child abusers, drug lords, and they would find that convicting these people fairly on the evidence and that sort of thing was difficult. and that it was easier to frame them up. And since they believed they were guilty, they didn't think it mattered whether they were following the law or simply getting the bad guy. So justice kind of got shoved aside as they found it easier to chase after bad guys if they ignored the various limits on a prosecutorial power and authority. And so as this progressed, the success of a prosecutor was his conviction rates. And so if he's an elected prosecutor and someone's running against him and he's actually trying cases in court, which takes a long time to try a case in court, even if he wins the cases, he hasn't nearly the kinds of convictions you get from plea bargains, because a plea bargain never has to go to a trial.
That's right. You just shut it down. Yeah, right. So
yeah. And,
well,
and
the, same thing with
judges, they found that their court dockets got backed up because they were sitting in trials for weeks and weeks, whereas under a plea trial arrangement, they can convict a whole bunch of people in one day. So just the new incentive came in and took over. Now, Jim, the final part of this is that with a plea bargain, there's never a test of the police evidence or of a prosecutor's case. And since, according to the United States Department of Justice, 97% of felonies are resolved with a plea bargain, that means only 3 times out of 100 is there a test of the case. So the police found out that nobody knows whether their case is good or not, and so they just produce charges because they don't have to make a case, because they'll know the charges that will be used by the prosecutor to force a plea out of the suspect. And so the whole thing is removed from finding the truth or doing justice.
I understand. Well, here's what really concerns me, though, and you wrote this. I understand that there is a significant amount of prosecutorial misconduct. Certainly, as you go down to New Orleans, down in our part of the country, there's lots of it. But you think that well, you've got appeals and you've got ways that you can go ahead and straighten it out if you do get railroaded. But you wrote a very chilling thing about, you mentioned Harvard's Professor Charles Fried and a number of professors and the law itself showing indifference to wrongful conviction. Here's what you say. You say, the argument's been made that finality was more important than justice. Fried, you mentioned, was annoyed by appeals. He argued that ending a case had its own importance, that at some point appeals based on fresh evidence had to be cut off, even if it meant an innocent person was executed or spent life in prison. And I back you up on that. I've seen the thing. We got to shut the thing down. We just can't appeal anymore. That's really chilling in America today, isn't it, Paul?
Yes, it is. And Fried did that when he was actually, I think, a justice on the Massachusetts Supreme Court, and he used that against the Amaralts. The Amaralts were victims of the witch hunt of child abusers. They ran a child care center, and some disturbed and irrational mother brought charges. And the whole thing was a mockery. It was absurd charges about kids being carried off in spaceships and raped with butcher knives, and none of it made any sense. It was clearly a conviction based on total nonsense. And the people who fought it for years and years finally got it in the court, only to have Fried say, "Well, we don't care. This is all over with. Don't tell us anymore." And that is an attitude. Now, that attitude has slowly been worn down because there have been so many cases of just about everybody on death row being innocent. Once they found they could use DNA evidence, then they found out that all these guys on death row, well, majority of them, were innocent. So that has sort of discredited Freed's notion of finality.
Right. Well, Paul, it's a chilling subject, and your articles are right on, and I'd urge our listeners to go ahead and look at many of your articles that you have right there. You've got a great gift, and your background makes it very apparent. PaulCraigRoberts.org. You can find some fascinating articles. I read a lot of them over the weekend. Paul, we'd like to have you back again. We've got to take a break here and move on, but sure glad you joined us today. Have a great Super Bowl weekend. All right, final question, Paul. Who are you for in the Super Bowl? You are for Atlanta, or are you from... Don't watch him. Well, we'll put you down as non-interested. Okay. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a nice weekend.
All the best.
Okay, take care. Interesting guy. He's written some great articles. He's not a dynamo on the radio, but he really is perceptive in terms of the articles he writes about problems in America today.
Again, well, and he talks about, too, the media. And he came out of the media, and he came out of government. You know, you notice he was at the Wall Street Journal, and he's talking about
associate
the mainstream
editor. I'm a very, very top guy at the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, so it's kind of interesting to have him come back then and sort of bite the hand that fed him for all those years.
And in the, like you say, assistant secretary, number two guy in the Treasury Department.
And he talks about the oligarchy. Most people don't realize what that term means. What he's talking about, the top 1% are, as Eisenhower said back in the 50s, the military-industrial complex. You know, Eisenhower's career was made out of the military, obviously, coming out of World War II. But as he became president, especially into that second term, he said these defense contractors are trying to stir up trouble so that they will get business.
No, you're right on, and a lot of this is driven by the economics. Well, that's natural. You know, we have stopped ties with Iran now. Trump has done that. Well, you know who's upset? Coca-Cola and General Motors and all these companies were breaking in to do a lot of business in Iran. So that all plays out. Hey, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll come on back and talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk about Donald Trump keeping immigrants out. Lots more here. Leo Honeycutt, my sidekick, leohoneycutt.net. You've sign up on his website. You get a free book in the mail if you're the first one to sign up. Check that out. My website for the radio show is...
We'll have a drawing every week.
Every week. Be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.